Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kinney. You know, something that has bothered me a lot ever since I've gotten married are romantic movies. And I used to love them before I got married. I absolutely was crazy about them. And up until recently, I couldn't really figure out why they suddenly started to bug me. But I started doing some research and some reading, as we talk a lot about relationships on this show, and this month we're especially going to be focusing more on that, as our theme is loving one another. But after I was reading all of these articles and things, I came to this conclusion, and I figured out why romantic movies bug me so much. It's because they perpetuate this idea that love is just something that happens to you. Like a cold or a flu, it just hits you one day, and then you have it, hopefully forever, or only for a distinct matter of time. And then you run the risk of not having it anymore if it can leave you just as easily as it came to you. Well, psychologists, on the other hand, don't believe that feelings of love just happen to you. They actually believe that love is a mixture of a lot of different emotions, and it's very complex. And now they're doing research that finds that you can influence how strongly love is present in your life and in your relationships. So, of course, that piqued my interest. And according to Dr. Susan David, she's a psychologist at Harvard Medical School, she says that we shouldn't attempt to control or manipulate the love in our lives, because that would just taint it, but that we can manage it, just as we do with our other emotions on a daily basis. So here are a few things that she suggested we can do in order to increase feelings of love. Number one, think positive thoughts. And this is a life lesson that I feel like I keep learning over and over again. But when you focus on the good aspects of a person or a situation, you will feel better about them or it. And with relationships especially, when you focus on happy future events that you're looking forward to together, or all of the qualities that you admire about each other, and then write them down, your feelings of love and appreciation can actually increase for that person. Tip number two, Dr. David suggests, is to make small daily tweaks. So if you haven't done this already, you can start now to establish positive traditions with your spouse. And they can just be really simple things like kissing goodbye every morning, or saying your prayers together, or turning off the TV when you're eating dinner so that you have a chance to talk with each other. And when you engage more together, Dr. David says that your apathy or your negative feelings towards that person can dramatically decrease. Tip number three, she says, is to smile more at each other. Just the muscular act of smiling alone can actually cause an increase in blood flow to the frontal lobes of your brain and increases the release of dopamine, which is a brain chemical that makes you feel good. So when you associate all of those good feelings from smiling with looking at your partner, and especially when they smile back at you, you've successfully increased positive emotions between each other. Tip number four is to broaden your perspective. This is an interesting experiment you can do. Imagine you're sitting across from your spouse's parents or their best friend. What would they say to you that your spouse's best qualities are? Why would they say that they love your spouse? This helps you kind of break out of your paradigm and realize all of the good qualities that your spouse does have and might remind you of the reasons why you fell in love with them in the first place. Tip number five, Dr. David suggests, is to let small pet peeves go. Realize that your spouse doesn't forget to pick up their socks so that they can annoy you or make your life harder. They just honestly forget. We're all human. We all make mistakes. And if we just let these things go and focus on the more important things, we won't let these little things turn into big arguments. Tip number six is to try doing new things together. Psychologists suggest that this can actually increase your feelings of attraction for each other. So whether it's going to a new part of town, a new restaurant, or taking a class together, doing anything new together can help increase your feelings. And tip number six, ask probing questions. And it seems like when you first start dating each other, there's just never enough time to talk. I remember my husband, when we were dating, we used to stay up until early hours of the morning just asking each other what our hopes and dreams are and finding out more and more about each other. And when you get into a longer relationship, like a marriage, you start to feel like you know each other pretty well, and we kind of lose that need for those deep conversations all of the time. So rather than just the typical asking your spouse how their day was, which is still an important question, you need to try and consistently ask them deeper things as well, such as where is the one place in the world that they really want to travel to before they die, or what talents do they wish they could develop, or what was the happiest moment of their life so far. And keeping up this type of deep conversation can really help you get to know each other even better and increase your feelings of love and trust and intimacy with each other. And if you'd like to access some more information on increasing your happiness in marriage, you can always check out the podcasts, blog posts, and the great videos on mormonchannel.org. And be sure to share them with family members and friends who might need that information as well. All right, we're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson. And I love this. He says, "Remember you are never alone. Never forget that you are loved. Never doubt that someone surely cares for you." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.